Hi, my name's Anna Wise. It's not my first time playing this festival. I came here with my art band, Sunny Moon, in 2012 and was a little disillusioned by the extreme corporatism, especially the Doritos stage. That really bothered me, so I took a long break. And then this year, everyone was like, South by Southwest is over. And I was like, well, that's probably a good time for me to go back. So I'm here and I haven't really had, like, I was worried that they were going to have some McDonald's or Citibank behind me, and then I would have had to say something, but I didn't have to say anything. There weren't any corporate anything, mind control, subliminal behind me, so I'm really happy about that. And it's my first time as a solo artist, so I sat in with Robert Glasper and Terrace Martin and Taylor McFerrin and Marcus Gilmore and Bilal last night here, and today I've played two showcases so far, one at Boss Babes, which is a like local women collective here in Austin. They did an unofficial showcase out on the lawn at a let's consult the handy tiny computer, Cheer Up Charlie's. Then I just played Swan Dive. Now I'm gonna play Empire Control Room. I love performing by myself. I love being in control. I love making mistakes and figuring out what the to do and not having to read anyone else's mind other than my own. I love, as a woman, being alone on stage. I think that's really powerful. It's super positive. Even the mistakes are positive. That's like that song I did tonight, Some Mistakes. Like, I don't mind making mistakes because it's all for the best and it's all fun. It's all art and joy, and I'm lucky to be playing music at all. It's enabled me to play for a lot of people from a lot of different places at once. And it's cool because I hope that my fans who come and see me, I mean, I'm a pretty specific artist. Like, you have to kind of understand like what I'm about and be okay with it to like be my fan, I think. And so for my art to be like a bat call to my fans and for them to meet up at my show, I would hope that they would be like, oh, where are you from? Like, I'm an Anna Wise fan, so are you. Like, let's hang out, or let's like, follow each other on Twitter or exchange emails. Let's like start some sort of like public service program or whatever it is. Like, I like that idea of like bringing together my fans so that they can meet each other. Oh my God, Madam Gandhi, Taishi, both incredible artists, Bilal, Jacob Collier, I saw Jadena the other day at, there was like a private Spotify showcase, and that was incredible. I mean, I already saw that, but, and something other than like the music that I'm excited about is supporting like local businesses coming in, not shopping at corporations and trying to, especially women or marginalized persons owned businesses. Like, that's a big passion of mine in any city I visit. So I'm always excited to do that and meet new people and make new friends. That just brings up so much. It's so important, if only for the variety, but it's more than that. I mean, you have independent journalists doing like intense work. Like, I've learned so much listening to NPR, especially when I'm on tour and I'm driving and I can just listen to you and like, or not to you, but to it. It's been really interesting to drive through the Midwest and hear, I think his name is Sean Hannity from Fox. I stumbled upon his radio station and I listened to it for almost like an hour and was trying to, I don't know, empathize, and did not succeed. And then finally found NPR and was just like, you know, like just, I can breathe again. Like, it's so comforting. And I guess I don't want to, you know, they say like, don't just be biased, don't turn to the thing that is the exact views as yours, but I really feel like it's the truth. Like, I feel like NPR is this beam of truth within like a lot of propaganda machines. I'm feeling like, I'd say just like severe gratitude and happy and joyful, and I've learned so much. Like, I've already leveled up like 4 times today, like as a person and as a musician, and I feel full of ideas and excited for the future. Yeah.